Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Athlete's Edge. Jake Carter here, your daily dose of sports motivation and life hacks disguised as a podcast. You know, we always talk about physical training, pushing those limits in the gym, perfecting the swing or shot. But there's another side to winning, another muscle you gotta flex. Your mental game. Ever felt like you choked under pressure? That voice in your head whispering doubts when you need it to be screaming encouragement. Today, we're diving deep into building mental toughness through mental training. This isn't just for athletes, folks. We all face challenges, whether it's acing a big presentation, asking someone out on a date, or just conquering that pile of laundry that seems to multiply overnight. Mental toughness is the key to unlocking your potential in every area of life. So, let's break it down. Here are 5 key takeaways to supercharge your mental game. First up, visualization. Ever heard the phrase practice makes perfect? Well, it applies to your mind too. Visualize yourself succeeding, not just going through the motions. Picture that winning moment, feel the adrenaline, hear the roar of the crowd, or maybe just your own satisfied sigh. The more you visualize success, the more your brain believes it's possible. You start acting like a winner before you even step into the game. Next, challenge those negative thoughts. We all have that inner critic, but we don't have to let it win. When doubt creeps in, ask yourself, is this thought really true? Often, our fears are based on assumptions, not facts. Reframe those negative thoughts into positive affirmations. Instead of saying, I can't do this, try I'm learning and growing with every challenge. It might sound cheesy at first, but trust me, your brain will start to believe it. Number 3. Embrace discomfort. Growth happens outside your comfort zone. You're not going to become a champion by doing the same thing over and over again. Push yourself, take risks, and learn from your mistakes. Remember, failure is just feedback, a chance to adjust your strategy and come back stronger. Think of it like this. If you never stepped outside your comfort zone, you'd still be in that cozy little box while the world is out there calling your name. Alright, number 4. Focus on the present moment. Dwelling on past mistakes or worrying about the future steals your energy and throws off your focus. Practice mindfulness techniques like deep breathing or meditation to ground yourself in here and now. When you're fully present, you can make clear decisions, react effectively, and truly enjoy the experience. And finally, celebrate your wins, big and small. Acknowledging your accomplishments, no matter how minor they seem, boosts your confidence and reinforces positive habits. Remember, life is a marathon, not a sprint. Take time to appreciate your progress and celebrate each step towards your goals. You know that feeling when you nail a difficult task? That sense of accomplishment? Imagine feeling that way consistently. That's the power of mental toughness. Let me tell you a quick story. A few years ago, I had this crazy idea to run a half marathon, something I'd never even considered before. I was terrified. But instead of letting fear take over, I started visualizing myself crossing that finish line. I imagined the cheers, the feeling of accomplishment. I researched training plans, joined a running group, and most importantly, embraced the discomfort of pushing my limit. There were times when I wanted to quit, but I kept reminding myself why I started in the first place. Guess what? On race day, I crossed that finish line with a smile on my face, feeling stronger and prouder than ever. It wasn't just about running, it was about conquering that mental hurdle. Remember, folks, mental toughness isn't about being fearless, it's about facing your fears head on. It's about believing in yourself even when others doubt you. And it's about never giving up on your goals, no matter how challenging they seem. So, take these takeaways to heart. Visualize success, challenge negative thoughts, embrace discomfort, focus on the present moment, and celebrate your wins. These simple yet powerful practices can make a world of difference in your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to build your mental toughness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media using #athletesedge. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to reach new heights. Until next time, stay strong, stay motivated, and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.